It's another comeback.
Recap episode.
For October, are you ready?
For October. And this one is in November. Unlike if you watched our last video, Lacey was like, we'll see you again in October. And it is not, in fact, October at this point. It's November. Okay. But it's okay. October wasn't October.
It's a doozy.
It's a doozy. No, no. A doozy in a bad way.
I've never thought of doozy in a good way. There's a doozy in a good way?
I've heard it used as like, wow, that was a doozy, but it was like it was a lot, but it was a good experience, if that makes sense.
I've never heard of it like that. Like, oh man, that was a doozy.
I like how we inserted words before doozy to kind of convey.
And even the way we enunciate, like, no, that was a doozy. That sucked. Like, I've never heard of it in a
positive
way.
Languages are so cool sometimes.
The English language and like the enunciation and the way you say certain things a certain way can really tell you how things went a certain way.
Language is cool sometimes. That's all I have to say. But yeah,
who's used doozy in a positive way? Tell me, people that are listening.
My dad.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But yes, it was a doozy and it was very hard. It
wasn't good.
No. Which is sad to think about because October is usually the comeback season that is the best because everybody is gearing up for award shows. So we usually get all of the comebacks and like happenings in October, but I feel like we didn't get a lot of comebacks this month. We didn't get as good quality of comebacks this month. Like Lacey and I really had trouble finalizing the list.
We didn't have to do it. That's how I felt. We didn't have to do.
The sad thing is, I also feel the same way. Like, we could have skipped October.
Yeah. So, before we get into everything, we do want to apologize if this may sound like we're bashing, but we're not. We are simply just giving our opinions.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, this month just was not the best month. So, I think we should start off with the two goods on this list.
Which one? Oh, okay. I was like, which one was the other good one? I'm good. I know. Yeah.
So the first good is New Jeans Gods.
Yeah. And this, for some insight, is actually a song created for the online game League of Legends. They have a world championship every year, and they typically will collaborate. Riot Games, who creates League of Legends, will typically collaborate with an artist who they feature for the month of the championships. And it's like, it's not always K-pop groups, but there's been like K-pop acts in the back. Like Henry has been part of it before. Bobby from Icon has been tied into it before. Jackson did some stuff last year. He didn't do the theme, but he did like some collaboration stuff last year. So they usually will like collaborate, but then like the song itself is the like theme song quote for the games.
Isn't Baekhyun in a song too?
Yeah, so Baekhyun, but this isn't tied into Worlds, but yeah, they've Baekhyun's in a song. They've had KDA is another like quote group, girl group, K-pop group with Soyeon and Miyeon from Idol in it. So like Riot has collaborated with a lot of K-pop acts before, but for the theme song, the last time there was a K-pop act, it was BI featuring on it, and that was like the world's theme. But this year, and it probably has to do with the fact that the championship this year is in Korea, it's in Seoul. So they collaborated with New Jeans, and
they killed it.
I think it was really good. Yeah, they really did kill it. So for me, I don't know. I have the we have the podcast Twitter, but then we also have like our personal Twitters, and sometimes we like interact with our personal accounts with the podcast Twitter. So I don't know if anybody saw me saying that I was kind of skeptical about New Jeans singing the World song, because Worlds has very powerful implications to it, and they've always gone with powerful sounds. And New Jeans, on the other hand, is very ethereal, mm-hmm. whimsical, not what you'd expect for Worlds. And so I was skeptical, but not in a way of like, oh my god, why did they choose New Jeans, like that feeling. I was very excited that they chose New Jeans because I like New Jeans, but it was also kind of like, what are they gonna do with the song, like what route are they going? And let me just say, I was blown out of the water. This was so good. Like, this is the most powerful sound we've ever heard from them, and they deliver. And the best part is that harmonization that they have, the idiosyncrasy that they always have going, it's in the song. Like, what New Jeans, what we like them for, is there and so prominent in this song that I was like satisfied as a New Jeans fan, but satisfied as a League of Legends fan as well. Because it was such a powerful sound from them and really shows how well-rounded and malleable they are. But it also still has a lot of their feature, like what they're known for. And it was just great. Like, I was so satisfying, and I can't wait to see what New Jeans does in the future, especially as they mature, because they're really young now. So I can see them sticking to the whimsical kind of sound. But to know that they can still keep that, like, the wispiness while also doing something heavier was really satisfying. And so I just can't wait to see this group grow more over time.
Yeah, I agree with you. Like, this song is powerful, but I didn't imagine New Jeans trying to hit some high notes and belting from their gut with this song, because that's just not what they've done so far. I don't know if they could do that. I don't have any doubts that they can't. But I think this is just a really good example of understanding who you're working with and how to make a song that fits League of Legends, but also is something that, you know, whoever you're teaming up with can also deliver at the same level. And I think the way New Jeans can harmonize, and with the choir feature that's happening throughout the song, where they're, I'm not sure how else to describe a song like this other than like godly or like otherworldly, in a sense that it's League of Legends. Like, this is definitely this feels like a League of Legends song, even though I've never ever played League of Legends. It sounds like a game song. Mm-hmm. And the fact that you're able to put, you know, New Jeans in that is really cool.
Yeah. And I do want to attribute, like you said, it's clearly they knew who they were working with. And that was one thing that Jeremy and I actually discussed when the song released, is so Riot teamed up with the producer Mako, and Mako previously did like our favorite World song, who had Bobby featuring on it. They had two different versions, and Bobby from Icon featured on the like Korean version. And that was just one thing that we discussed, was like, the World songs, there's good ones, but then there's great ones. And the last World song with Mako as the producer was one of the great ones. And I would argue that the one with New Jeans now is pretty close to that. And Mako is the producer. And it kind of just, like you said, the team knew who they were working with. And it's really satisfying when you get, especially for a game song like this, where it's not really something that a lot of people would probably take seriously otherwise, despite like New Jeans, the big name on it.
League of Legends is a really big name too.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there is that. And then for me too, and I'd like to at some point in the future talk about Baekhyun's feature with League of Legends, but for me, Riot actually does music really well. And like, I don't think a lot of people take them seriously because they are a gaming company, but they actually do music really well, and they've gotten big names now. Like, Baekhyun has worked with them twice. Soyeon and Mian from G-Idle has worked with them. They have twice on a couple of their songs. Like, they have good names.
I've never, like, when they first started doing this, where, you know, they do a song like this, but they also integrate like the characters mm-hmm. in the video and have them sing or rap or whatever.
So they have like boy bands and girl bands.
Yeah, like that is, they universe. Do a great job. That's probably where these companies try to get the inspiration from to try mm-hmm. to make groups like that try, because it's not, I don't think it's gonna work. But
well, the nice thing
they do like a really good job. Like, I've never heard something and been like, they're trying hard, it doesn't mm-hmm. fit, they shouldn't be doing music. It's more so like, y'all can really do music. It's kind of crazy.
It's just funny to sometimes see the divide between K-pop and gamers and like their opinions, being like someone who's in the middle. So that's why I said like what I did about like they do music really well, and some people might not take it seriously because it's a gaming company doing music, but they did a great job.
They do amazing because then their storytelling is on.
Well, and that's
amazing, and the animation's great. So,
and that's the fun thing, just going back to like the group, the boy and girl groups that they've created in their universe where they integrate the characters. They're not really trying to make it like a thing like we see with like AI idols, that sort of thing. It's always an event tied into their universe, their gaming universe. So like the characters that got the new song released and Baekhyun worked on it, that sort of thing, they're getting a new skin line in the game. So like they integrate it into the video game itself. It's not something that they're trying to like make into a thing, but they do like lore and stuff with it. They carry the story in the game.
That's so cool.
Yeah, and it's fun, and it's like interactive. Like it's a fun, cool thing to do.
So it's like, it's not even them acting out of character.
Mm-hmm. It's not. They're like in character. It's just like in the world, the universe that they've created for these characters. Mm-hmm. It's like an AU. Essentially an alternate universe within
that's cool
that
to me
world.
That's why I never hated anything they put out. I just think it's so like, and they do such a good job because they're a gaming company, so like
yeah, they think
they have
true.
More than enough of a team to be able to animate things as well and storytell to this extent. It's just crazier that you're able to get notable artists to go on to these tracks.
Yeah, no, I agree. Like New Jeans, they're such a big name right now. Doing the world song, I was like, my mind was blown. I was like, where did Riot get the money for this? Like, how do you afford?
Like, I guess you got to try to get New Jeans while their budget is still kind of low.
Affordable. Yeah.
I mean, a little bit more affordable. You got to jump on that real quick before it's too late.
Yep.
So I liked it. While I'm not into the lore of League of Legends, I could get what was happening. I didn't get everything, but I got
that's
the gist
fair.
Of it.
Like I never expected choosing the song, and I know they sung in English, so it's not like a traditional K-pop song, but it's New Jeans, so I was like, they deserve to be on the list. It's a good song. Music video wise, obviously it's animated really well, tells a story, was fun to watch, but like putting it on the K-pop comeback list and expecting you to watch it, I was like, I don't expect Lacey to say too much about the music video. That's totally fine. But it is generalized enough.
So I'm going to have a lot to say.
Well, and also it's generalized enough that it's nice to know that you kind of got what was going on. Like you were able to follow the story enough without going into too much detail.
Yeah. It's like what I said before the recording. Like I got what was happening, but with what I know about League of Legends and why they do this stuff, I'm like, I'm sure there's a lot here that I just don't know that someone else will watch. And it'd be like, I can't believe they just did that. They put that in there. That's such a good show. And I don't know. Like, it was a good music video to watch. And the animation was just, I loved it.
I agree.
The details were there.
Yes. The sound too.
The sound,
So proud of New Jeans and so excited to see this, because we have talked in the past and all the other times we've talked about New Jeans, like we really can't wait to see when they venture into new genres and when they grow and they mature and their sound changes with their maturity and their age. This is just, I feel like, a preview of what they're capable of and the routes that they can go.
And if they can go this route, I think they're really flexible. So
yes.
I'm just really curious to see what else they can do music genre-wise.
I agree. Well, that's it. The next song on the list, I'll let Lacey lead for this, is DPR Ian.
It's our boy.
With Dear Insanity.
And it is just in time.
For Halloween.
It just really gets you in the Halloween mood is the theme, is what I felt watching this video. And anyone that knows Ian or the DPR team knows that when it comes to any video that they put out, that it is going to be very intricate and stands out from K-pop videos. I don't even want to put them in a K-pop video genre, to be honest, because it's just, I don't know. It's just hard when you think about what they put out. Does it make sense?
Yes. No, it does make sense. And like, obviously, it's Bingo Choom and K-pop tunes, but we listen to other genres within the umbrella term of K-pop, and I agree, he's not your traditional K-pop. He's not your
traditional.
I think
at this point, he's not
like your traditional K-R&B, that sort of thing either. but that's really, like, we're still going to talk about him. He's a Korean artist, and he's catering to, like, the Korean audience when he produces a lot of his music. So
I think at this point, Ian can branch out to, I have no doubt he would reach an even larger audience at this point with the stuff he puts out. But if I can't help but to talk about him in K-pop, because that's where he started. And that's where DPR Live, that's like where it all originated from. So Ian may be singing in English majority of the time, but that doesn't really deter the fact that that's what it is. Like, yeah. It's still K-pop.
No, I agree. And that same goes with Jackson.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about Jackson.
So anyway, this was, I'm not sure how to describe Ian, but this is just another one of his really creative videos that he's put his heart and soul into. And one of the videos that I have no doubt that if you're trying to like do a deep dive or a deep read on this, you could try to figure stuff out. Mm-hmm. Ian's been through a lot, and he expresses that through his videos in lyrics. So it's always exciting for me to see how he expresses himself musically. And I'm always here for the ride. I'm always going to support DPR Ian. I'm always going to support the DPR family. Like, it's so refreshing to see his production in a K-pop world, mm-hmm. where it's like, this is where you can push it to, and this is what it could be. Like, they always do things that are outside of the box. And I think it's inspiring. So
I agree.
I like the song. He's been going, and I don't know what music genre route he's been going in, but it's different compared to, it's not too different. It's more upbeat than what I think he's put out in the past. So it's just exciting to see where he'll go. And it seems a lot more brighter.
Bright with the dark undertone still. Because that Definitely. Is one thing going off of what Lacey said. Ian has been through a lot. And like, we've been his fan for a really long time before he even joined DPR. So we've kind of gone through the story with him and been there when he's revealed certain aspects of what he's going through as he's ready to do so. But I really love, like, even if I don't like one of Ian's songs, what I do love is his music videos, because he always tells a story, both lyrically and visually, as Lacey said. And if you go back to some of his first stuff, like, it's all different parts of his story, what he's going mm-hmm. through. Mm-hmm. And there really is, collectively as a whole, all of these videos can be tied together as like a timeline of events. And it's like essentially a character lore of Ian, is a way to put it.
Yeah, because he's even said in interviews that, gosh, because he has, I think he's has bipolar disorder or whatever.
Yeah, well, and that's
And he, like, that character is like part of that.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I was going to say. Like, that's also very obvious in the music videos. Is, I know Lacey and I in the past have like watched things and joked about it and been like, what is going on? Mm-hmm. But that's the fun of the videos, is it is a very serious matter, but he is approaching it in a way that is approachable to a viewer to enjoy it as well as appreciate it and understand what is going on. And it's really just exploring his mental illness and his development with this and just coming to terms with it and what he's going through. And it's just a very artistic way to go about it. So it always makes me appreciate it, even if I don't, like I said, like the song, which in this case I did like the song, but just like overall, because there have been songs where I'm like, I don't feel that as much, but I loved the music video, or the music video, I was just so intrigued that I had to watch it. It's just, he does it very well. And obviously DPR is a very artistic team together, so he has that creative outlet to be able to do this, but it's very just satisfying. And I loved this music video specifically for Dear Insanity, because it's got the dark undertones still, but it's very like bright and kind of like, well, insanity, it ties into insanity. Like, I feel like I walked into one of those madhouses where, like, the mirror houses where you kind of go in and it's got like bright colors, but it's also very like scary. Like, that was what it conveyed. Like, that's what I felt like. And so I like that there was the dark undertones with like all of the bright colors just everywhere. And then I liked the song as well. It went with like the raspiness of his voice. Like, this
oh yeah
this was a very like mellow sound coming from him, but it also gave you like the dark vibes. There was like the organ, the synth was really like low and moody. There was a little bit of piano in there. So it was a very dynamic song, but I think like Lacey said, it was a lot more upbeat, so I liked it, but it was also still like mellow in a way, and his voice, like the raspiness of his voice, it just paired and complemented each other very well.
Ian has like a sound, and that's what I really enjoy about Ian, is that if I hear a song, you could tell it's his.
Yeah.
And it's not just because of his voice, but it's like whatever genre of music that this is that he's always in, mm-hmm. it's his. So I really enjoyed it. It looked like he had a great time putting it together.
Yeah.
And
I like
it's
that there
always
were funny aspects of it too. Like,
yeah, it felt a little bit more lighthearted compared to a lot of his other stuff he's put out. So I'm hoping that, I always hope that it works out for artists, but especially him, because he's been going through it, and I don't want him to keep going through it. I want him to like have more positives happening
mm-hmm.
Through what he, you know, has to live with. And I just think to be able to express that artistically and to have a fan base that is supporting you the way that they do is amazing.
Yeah,
in a team. But anyway, it's always fun to see what the heck he's going to come out
with,
like edit in a video, like what edits are going to happen in here. And it makes you think, because like there's certain things that happen in this video where I'm like, I wonder what that means.
Yeah.
The butterflies. I'm kind of wondering what that means. I don't have the answer. Don't ask me. I have to think about it really hard, unless somebody in the comments already did it, because they did it for the last. Someone's always in the comments explaining it, unless it's something he's already talked about. But I do like that he integrated dancers or like background people. It's not just him this time.
Yeah, it's not just him, and they were like part of the choreography and that sort of thing too. That was very fun.
Yeah, I enjoyed that a lot.
Going back to the fact that you had mentioned like hoping for the best for him, and we hope for the best for all artists, but like really hoping for the best for him, and just seeing like there were funny aspects of this music video, but that it also felt a little bit more lighthearted. I feel like the ending was just very like a nod to just kind of looking forward instead of worrying about the past all the time.
It felt like let's just check it out. It is what it is. Like, oh well. Or there's a lot of different ways you could take it, but it seemed like you have the light shining from the bottom.
Yeah, it just seemed very like.
And they dropped into somewhere brighter.
Yeah. And they got out of whatever like craziness that they were in. It just felt very, what is it?
Hopeful?
Hopeful is not the word that I'm looking
it's
for.
Not.
But because I can't think of the word, yes.
I don't know, because even he looked like excited or.
Yeah, and he was the one, like the person, the figure next to him is the one that like pointed back, but he was like the one that hit him and was like, nah, let's go forward instead.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, it was just very positive. Like that kind of gave me a little like.
Yeah, I definitely
nice.
Agree. Like, okay.
Yeah.
Whew. Here's the more. And I have to think about who this figure is.
I kind of was wondering, like, is it his fans? Because he's been revealing so much to us.
Oh, that would be so sweet.
That it would be, like, he's been revealing his story now. We know about.
Alternate self is not, I don't think this is it.
Mm-hmm.
Unless we're missing a video where he talks about the making of.
Yeah,
this,
I don't know that he does, but for me, I kind of just envisioned it as like he's been revealing things about himself as time has gone by, and the fandom mm-hmm. pretty much knows a lot about what's going on with him now. And this little figure goes through a lot of the like chases in the music video and everything with him, and
lets him out of his binds.
Yeah,
oh, that'd be so.
So I was kind of just
like
wondering,
that.
Is it maybe like the support, like that figure?
Oh, that's a good analogy. That's a good one.
Is
that's
an
good.
Analogy for
that's
his,
good.
That's what I took it as.
That's nice. I like it. That could. That's probably.
That's my guess. That's
that makes
my
sense.
Theory. Like I just thought that would be like a little nice like nod to everything.
I like it. it makes sense. So
yeah,
until Until he says otherwise.
Yeah, until we know.
Great, great job, Ian.
It was great. It was a good song. I really actually liked this. Like, I've liked all
I'm glad you liked it.
Hit and miss, obviously. There are songs that I like better than others, but mm-hmm. this one was definitely a, like, yeah, I like this.
It's a banger.
Yeah.
I agree.
Good job, Ian. We're rooting for you.
Well, y'all, hate to say it. It's kind of going downhill from here. So,
it's a hit and miss.
Just know, we like everybody. That doesn't mean we don't like them. We just have some things to say. And we're going to NCT with Fact Check.
We are. So. And I'm actually, like Lacey said, it's going downhill. And while I do agree, I am actually kind of satisfied with this song solely for the fact that it is the most normal sounding NCT 127 song that I have heard in like 3 years. And that was just so amazing to me that I was like, this isn't so bad.
And you would like it. You want to know why you would like it?
Because it's got the horn that you hate.
I don't mean to call your horn stupid, but I hate it. And it has my the horn
now.
The moment it started, I was like, it's got my favorite sound in it. So I did not like this. And I just feel like this was a very safe track for NCT.
Oh, it was totally safe.
It was so safe. Like, it was, I didn't like the song. It has one of those repetitive lines that I feel like mm-hmm. is said too many times. And I don't think that helped the song. In addition to that horn, like, you can't have both. That's not fair.
Oh, that's so funny. I
don't mind that it was safe. I just wish it was something I would have been into.
That's fair. I told Lacey before we started recording that it's absolutely hilarious that the last two NCT comeback,
like, out of all of them
that I have paid attention to, yes. which was NCT Dream and NCT 127 now, the last two that I finally pay attention to after out of all of them are the ones that she doesn't like.
Like,
I was so excited because I was like, I get to talk to
like one.
I like them and I get to talk to Lacey about NCT for once. And she's like, no.
I didn't like it. But you can still talk about it.
No, I know. It's just very funny. Like, it was very ironic that it worked out that
way.
I always complain that NCT puts out too much and I can't keep up. And the one time that I keep up, Lacey's like, nah, my thing.
This ain't it.
This isn't
it. Not for me. But I will, I mean, we also talked about, like, because after this, I was like, listen, I haven't listened to an album yet from NCT where I felt like the whole album was just trash. So I have no doubt I will find a track I like on the album. I'm going to be mad about it because it's going to be better than what this is.
And she's probably going to be like, this deserved to be the title track.
Why wasn't this one? Anything else to say about Fact Check?
So I was going to agree with you and say that it is very repetitive. And, like, yes, it's one of the most normal songs that I've heard from them in a while. But I do agree that it's very repetitive in the beat and the chorus, the Fact Check line. Although it is kind of funny because it's one of those things where it's like, I feel like whenever K-pop stans get into an argument about something dumb, I should be sending this song to them as a, like, go check your facts. This is like...
Fact check.
Like, that's what this felt like. But I do want to say one of my parts that I did really enjoy about the song, and I think one of the reasons that I do like it, is despite the repetitiveness, Taeyong and Mark really have good rapping portions that go with the beat really well. But then mm-hmm. I also was so impressed with Haechan, Tael, Doyoung, and Jaehyun's vocals. Like, the vocal lines in this were really just like the standout of this song, and really just added like the dynamic to the song that it needed. So I did like the vocals, and like Haechan's high notes obviously were amazing, like my favorite, but I think the vocal line did the work for this song.
I don't disagree. Another comment. Johnny looked really good.
They did. He did.
I mean, they all look good. But Johnny, when he do the swoop back with him, it's good. That's all I have to say. But, yeah, not my favorite song from them.
That's fair. That's so funny, though.
It is. Because I like a lot.
I know. Which is always the funniest part to me, because NCT, it's like the band that you're like, I like them. And it's like, why do you like them? They're like, they go against everything that you stand for.
Everything I stand for. And they prove me wrong every time.
I know.
Most of the time.
99.9% of the time. This is that 1%. Hey, Chan, though, shout out for the ad-libs. Ad-libs. Yeah. We can end on Hey Chan and his ad-libs as my bias. We'll end there.
Next up, we're going to be talking about Super Kind with Beam Me Up. Do you want to kick us off?
Sure.
Well, I don't know. I didn't know that they were going to... I didn't know two members were AI guys.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's weird because this music video confused me, because I'm kind of familiar with them, but I thought like one of the AI members like left, and now there's two.
He
left and got replaced with another AI member, and then like now there's two of them. So
I can't imagine how fed up I'd be when someone walks into the office room and they're like, "Hey, we're gonna change your choreography. It's gonna be like this, so it centers the two AIs." The AIs are going to be in the front. Y'all are going to be in the back. It's not really about y'all. I do like the song. But you know what really... I don't know. I think it says something when the members stand out more than the AI.
Mm-hmm.
Like the actual physical people.
Yeah.
I think that says a lot. And I think that says that you don't need these two AI.
You don't. They did add some comedic humor to the music video, though. It was kind of funny when they first showed up. I did have a moment where I was like, why does this AI guy look so good? But there is one member visually that really stands out to me that I'm always like, dang, I'm glad he's a real person. I don't know his name. When the song starts, though,
is he in the red? What color is he in?
He's
that red outfit is so good. I want it. Would I rock it? Probably not.
He's but in the like pink it. Beret.
Okay. I know what you're talking about. With the blue.
Visually. Blue no, not blue hair. He's got brown hair.
Wait a minute.
Pink beret.
I must be looking at someone else. Well, his hair is covered up in that pink beret, so I can't even
see. It's brown.
I made assumptions.
What are you talking about? I'm talking about
the dude in the blue hair is the one in the yellow outfit. So, okay.
Yes, I'm talking about
I was wrong.
One in black and pink. Pink beret. Visually, he just stands out to me. So I'm always like, oh, interesting. I liked the song, though. But like you said, it does say something to say that the AI members don't really... Like, okay, it's a cool concept, I guess. But clearly, this group is talented enough to carry themselves without the AI members. And that I feel like just says a lot. Especially about this group specifically, like what is the AI bringing to the table that they can't themselves? I liked the song. I thought it was very well produced. It was very confusing at first because it started in Japanese and then switched to Korean, and then the English lines that you standard see in a song. I was so confused. I was like, what is going on? I'm having a language overload right here. Like, my brain wasn't processing. There was a part of me that was like, this doesn't sound Korean. And then it took the whole song for me to be like, that wasn't Korean. There are three different languages in this right now. But I thought that was an interesting take. Like, you don't see that a lot. I thought it was interesting. I don't know. Production was really good. There were just certain portions, like the chorus, I thought was really good.
I agree. It was a good chorus because they harmonized.
They harmonized really well. And then this feels like the correct usage of those repetitive words or those words that don't mean things, like the na 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 part.
Mm-hmm.
It added to the song.
You just need to harmonize.
Well, it just also added to the song correctly, if that makes sense.
No, it does. Like, they're a good group. I just don't want these AIs in there. Like, they just don't make sense to me. Why you just decided to put two of them in there?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Other than they're, like, from space? What's the story?
Anyway. And, like, their last music...
Wait, their last what?
their last music video they have. For me too, like rewatching this music video and thinking about like you asking like why add them? Why do they have two members? Their last music video, they had more interaction with the AI member than they do in this music video. Like it's clearly like a separation of like here are the 3D characters and here are the 2D characters, and it's just,
and then you're not even including them into like the entire choreography of this video.
Yeah. So it's just weird. But I think the group is talented. Like we said, clearly it goes to show if they can carry themselves without those members.
Are they supposed I'm wondering if like the members are actually singing portions where it just shows the AIs, or it's the AIs that are supposed to be singing. I'm confused. I don't think they need them. That's it. Like the group Super Kind seems like a really good group. I really liked the song. It's just really distracting when you put in AI and mm-hmm. they don't really have a purpose other than to look pretty, which
yeah.
I mean, they look pretty, but they don't stand out to me compared to everybody else.
Yeah, the real members look prettier.
I know, right? Like, and they look not AI, so I'm not a fan. I thought this was the group that was the AI group. Apparently I was wrong, and there's actually a group that is all AI.
There are two groups that are all AI.
Two groups
that exist that I know of. There could be more. Who knows? But
didn't you say one group was like
one is AI and one is VR, which is the streamers, like where they have the VR. Okay, like there are real people with the little dots connected to them moving and doing their thing. Yeah. Okay. They just don't want to
show their face.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I'd be more interested in like figuring that out. But
yeah,
y'all don't have, I just, no.
Yeah, I don't know. I have answers for you.
Yeah, I have yet to see this utilized successfully yet.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think, to me, I don't think it's right to just have two random AI members and then you got to make room for them.
Yep.
And in the front, because you couldn't integrate them any other way. But that's all the thoughts I have.
Yeah.
We don't need them. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no, I agree. We kind of don't need them. As distracted as I was with the one with the purple hair at the start and being like,
And then they didn't have
hair
color in one random part. It was black hair. Like, what did that mean? Yep. Unless you forgot.
I like the real human members and what they bring. And I did, despite everything in the AI aspect, I do like the song. Like, listening to the song, I'm like, this is really good. The chorus really gets me. It's very, like, it's, I don't know. It feels like it should be an SM song on almost, honestly. It's got, like, the dynamic of an SM song.
It's just not fair for these members because it's like, I know y'all limited the dance because of the AI. And
yeah.
I don't think that's right.
Yeah. No, I agree with that.
Anyway.
Do so much more.
Mm-hmm. On to the last group.
This is actually a very short list as proof of how we feel about October, you guys. This is one of our shortest lists yet in a while. So the last group is TXT with Chasing That Feeling. And I was kind of sad with this comeback. Completely honest.
I think it's kind of wild that like while I don't really like TXT songs, for me to notice a shift is crazy to me.
Mm-hmm. This just felt too generic for TXT. There was none of the standard experimentation mm-hmm. that they do. There was none of the like dark undertones that they have, even if the concept is bright. Like, it felt like it was missing the essence of TXT in the song, both visually and production wise lyrically. It was just very, very like generic. That's all I can say. It was very generic
coming. I didn't like when they harmonized.
They still have like the standard talents of TXT. Like, they harmonize very well. The choreography is great. They sound great in the chorus. They look great. I just, and like, this also goes back to like the genre too, just isn't for me. I'm not a fan of this sound. This is like a very key sound, and I'm not a fan of that. but it just felt
you have a sound you don't like.
I don't like the 70s, 80s, like early 90s, like this retro synth.
Yeah, because that gets pretty repetitive if you're not using it in a dynamic way. So it can sound pretty the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not a fan of the 80s sound. And this is very like synth pop, 80s. Right up that alley. And like, I don't mind poppy. Like, that's what we get from TXT. But it was just that 80s like synth. Like, I like synth pop if you do it correctly, I guess. Or in a way that to me is engaging. And this was missing all of the engaging aspects of it.
It's so repetitive, like the sound. And it's like, you're not even trying to make it different with the bass.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and there's no interesting with the bass or something else in there,
just something in there, or even like a tempo shift. It's just like straight cut the whole way through. There's not really anything, there's no shifts to it. Like, mm-hmm. for example, I really loved Sugar Rush Ride, yeah. Because it started off very like calm, like soft. I was kind of like, I don't know if I'm gonna like this song. And then there was a tempo shift and it like took a complete 360 degree turn when it hit the chorus, and I was like, whoa, what just happened? This song is lacking that. And so like, there's nothing really, especially with this genre that I don't like, there's nothing really to like engage me. No matter how much I like TXT, there's nothing there that I'm like, I'm gonna stick around for this.
I still can't believe they did that with Sugar Rush, but I don't think I'll ever be able to let that go.
That song was wild.
Good points. It was flat. It wasn't anything crazy or anything that made them stand out to mm-hmm. being TXT.
Yeah.
Like, it just sounded like a song.
And I feel like one thing, too, that was also just like, wow, this is kind of like, I don't want to say it's a letdown, but obviously I'm not like the biggest fan of this. Mm-hmm. Is the fact that of the HYBE groups, I feel like TXT is the most experimental. Like, BTS obviously was hip-hop R&B mm-hmm. at the start, and then they kind of went into the American pop sound, and they've stuck with that for the most part. And Hyphen very much has their sound and their concept that they're sticking to, and I would argue that of all of the HYBE groups, and Hyphen is the most strict to like their concept. Like, they have been vampires from debut, and they are still vampires now. You might not know what kind of
vampires they are.
You might not know what kind of vampire they are, but like, they're sticking with it. Like, they are sticking with the sound, even if they do something different with that sound. Mm-hmm. They are very like true to that. But I would say that of the groups from HYBE, TXT is like the most, and I don't mean like their subsidiaries either. I'm not talking like 17, anything like that. I'm talking about like the core HYBE groups that HYBE put out. I feel like TXT is their most experimental one. We've seen them do a little bit of everything, and that is always what engages me. But this is like so different from the everything that they've done, and they didn't do it in a way that feels TXT, like what TXT is known for, I guess, that it just makes it, like you said, kind of fall flat.
You can't do Sugar Rush and then put this out.
Yeah, like what was this? This was a 360 that Sugar Rush did.
I can't imagine people that
like,
first
in
got
the...
into them, and then they like see this and they're like, what?
Yeah, what is this? Where did this come from?
What's going on? Not like I'm not trying to talk about like how shocking Sugar Rush is. That's not what I mean. I'm just mean like sound wise, and then you listen to all the other stuff and then you come to this, it's just, where is this going?
Yeah, it's weird. It's so weird. Like, I don't know. I'm just so like, because I do like TXT a lot. Like, they are Yeah, I do. Not like they're my favorite, like I buy all the albums, but I do like their music a lot, and I would totally pay the money to see them live someday. Like, that's the extent to which I mm-hmm. like them. I might not buy every single album, but I would pay money to see them perform live. So to have this put out, I was just like, wow, I'm so sad. Like, I don't get a TXT song to listen to. I feel like they didn't even have a comeback.
Did they put an album out with this?
Mm-hmm.
That sucks, because it makes me not want to.
Well, and that's the thing about the album. It wasn't the greatest either. It wasn't the worst, but it wasn't like the greatest.
I will say with TXT, their last album, they did make me mad, because there are a lot of transitions or beginnings of the songs where I thought it was gonna sound like something and then it didn't, and I was like, man, I wish that y'all made another track where it was that. I would have loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I do have TXT songs on my playlist.
Yeah,
but that's not one of them.
No.
And if you're telling me the album is like,
yeah,
similar, I'm not about to do that. That wasn't to know for me.
Yeah.
Womp womp.
Womp womp womp. It's really bad. That's
the
how
the main chapter is still bopping, guys.
Oh, yes.
It is still a good album or EP.
Mm-hmm.
It is a good EP. And that's saying a lot because I do have it. So hopefully, y'all, if you put out again, it's not this flat. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if y'all just had to make a, y'all had to do something
to fill the quota before the end of the year.
Producers weren't producing.
Clearly. Like, who helped this time? It was very different.
I don't know. To be a fly on the wall.
As we've expressed in the past.
Yeah, I do want to, I'm nosy. I do want to find, I do want to know. I want to be start to finish. Tell me. I want to know.
I know
everything. One day they'll be like, get a tour with us. Stay here for a month while we develop an album. That'd be so cool. Just experience how the album goes. Like, that won't happen, but I wish it would. Anyway, that's going to do it for this month of comebacks. We did have more, but we just did not feel like being so negative the entire time. So this was enough. Or disappointed. We didn't want to keep talking about how disappointed we were about a lot of groups this month. I feel like a lot of people were trying to meet quotas. That's how I feel. And that's about it. So let us know if we missed anyone you want us to talk about. We probably didn't miss them. We just didn't want to do that.
Yeah, probably just didn't want to discuss them and drag it on, to be honest. Yeah.
But at least September was good.
September was good. Hopefully November will be a little bit better.
The rest of the year is good.
I hope so. I don't know what's on the agenda for November, but Enhyphen is coming back. So more vampires are on the agenda.
Let's vampire it up. I don't know. Like, even Sunmin's or Sumin was like mid, even though her concept was
Sunmi. Yes, I was like,
oh, you watched it too?
Yeah, I was. Yeah, that was weird from Sunmi. But that's for November. November. Wow, the months. So make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. And we'll see you for our next episode and then for our next review, whenever that may be.
Yeah.
Bye.
Goodbye.